If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk. It's a minor prophet. If you go to the first New Testament, Matthew, and then back up four books, you'll be at Habakkuk. Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So if you want to turn to there tonight to read with us, Habakkuk chapter number 2. The Bible says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end of it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his, how long, and to him that laid himself with thick clay. Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them? Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood and for the violence of the land and of the city and of all that dwell therein. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou shalt hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establisheth a city by iniquity. Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him, that makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee. A shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts which made them afraid, because of man's blood, for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image that and the teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. Well, watch this, verse 20 said, but the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him. I want to preach tonight for just a little bit out of this, if God will bear help, on the right perspective. On the right perspective. Now, we've been kind of looking at this theme in several different ways, several different people, but we see it in the Word of God, and it's prominent in a lot of God's people as He's using them, and He's manifesting Himself. We see it in the book of Habakkuk. He's speaking, and he's talking to the God of heaven in chapter number 1, and he's beginning to question God and ask God and looking for answers. Now, I believe in the day and the hour that we're living in, amen, I believe a lot of folks are looking for answers. I guess what we're doing, we're asking questions. And, you know, what is God doing? I mean, a lot of times it seems like He's just sitting there and He's doing nothing. But I want to say, praise God, when God does nothing, He's still being God. Amen. Just because we don't seem like he's doing anything in your life doesn't mean he's not doing something in somebody else's life. But I want to say on the authority of God's word that he's constantly working for you and I. Amen. Praise God. He never quits. He never sleeps or slumbers, praise God, but he's always working on us. He's always doing for us that needs to be done, praise God, for his glory. Amen. He might get glory out of it all. Amen. Praise God. So we begin to see this and we begin to look at it. We begin to see Habakkuk, and he's asking questions, God. He's looking for an answer. And he says in verse number 1, he says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon a tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Now, I like that pretty good because Habakkuk's looking at it. He said, I'm going to set me a watch. I'm going to build a tower. I'm going to be looking for God. I'm going to be listening for God. And said, I'm going to figure out what I need to do when God reproves me. So he says, I know that God is going to have something to say about what I'm doing. You know why he said that? Because he's like me and you. He's not perfect in any sense. Amen. Praise God. But he's serving a perfect God, a God that is perfect. Praise God. So we look at this and we see that God, Habakkuk's looking to God God to pray about all the things. And we are to. We are to pray about all the things that we need and desire from God. When we see all that's happening around us today, we ought to be praying about it. Amen. Ought to be praying, ought to be asking God to help us through all these situations, all the difficulties that we're facing. Amen. We're facing a lot of difficulties in this world. We're facing a lot of difficulties as a people. We're facing a lot of difficulties as a nation. There needs to be something. There needs to be a common ground that will draw us to a place, amen, where we can get the help that we need. A place where we can have the right perspective, the right outlook on the things that we see happening all around us. So we need to pray about all the things happening. We need to be taking our supplications to the Lord. We need to be asking God for help. Amen. Just like Habakkuk did. But we also got to be willing to be like Habakkuk in asking God, you know, if you've got a reproval for me, if you've got a different direction, if you've got a way that you'd have me to go, show me that I might walk therein. Amen. So God begins to give us that, praise God, and we need to be praying, we need to be asking, but sometimes it's good just to stand still and wait upon the Lord. Amen. I said sometimes it's good just to stand still and wait upon the Lord. Wait for direction. Wait for God to speak to you. Sometimes we just got to stop and listen. Amen. God's always wanting to say something to us. God's always wanting to encourage us. God's always wanting to show us His way. And if we'll just listen, praise God, he'll begin to show us what he'd have us have. So Habakkuk's asking him. He said, Lord, I've been asking you. I've been, you know, trying to figure this thing out. He said, now I'm just going to get up here. I'm going to sit. I'm going to watch. I'm going to get to a place where I can get along with you for you. And I'm just going to wait on you to answer. Now, the Bible, I got to thinking about this morning. The Bible doesn't tell us how long Habakkuk had to wait for his answer. Amen. Sometimes you have to wait a little while for an answer, don't we? Sometimes it ain't always as plain as you'd like for it to be. But you know what? God's still answering in His way and His time. So he sits there and he waits, and he waits on God. And he takes time to just be still and listen to God. And what he finds out is that God is a just God. That's what I want to look at for just a minute tonight. If we look at God being a just God, the right perspective that God is a just God. In all that he endeavors to do, praise God, he is just. There's been a lot of people. I've talked to several folks this week. Talked to one today, as a matter of fact, and talking about how people's slamming God for what's going on in the world. Amen. As Brother Bill used to say, we try to pack everything off on God that's happening in this world. And God ain't doing everything that's in this world. Me and you are. A man left to himself will destroy our world. That's a fact. That's God. God says that. If man is left to himself, he will destroy the world that he lives in. Hey man, ain't you glad that you ain't left to yourself? Ain't you glad that we've got somebody to help us, praise God, that's bigger than we are? Ain't you glad there's a force, praise the Lord, that's promised he'd never leave you nor forsake you, but he'd always be there for you to uplift you and encourage you, to point you in the right direction, praise God. When you start to go the wrong way, he'll catch you with that shepherd's hook, praise God, and he'll pull you back, amen, put your feet upon a solid foundation and head you in the right direction. Amen. Glory to God. That's the God we serve tonight. Amen. When we look at it in the right perspective, we see God's perspective. Amen. Not mine, but His. That's why Jesus, when he went in his prayer, he said, Father, not my, he said, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done. You know what Jesus was praying? He was praying in a Godward perspective. He was praying in a Godward manner. He said, Father, I know that you know best. Now, who more could know the will of the Father, the ways of the Father than the Lord Jesus Christ? And if the Lord Jesus Christ said, Father, I know that you know best. Amen. Oughtn't we to follow the way Lord Jesus Christ followed the Father? Oughtn't we have the same perspective of God? But we see God here. We see Habakkuk. He's writing this thing. And he's writing to the Jews of the dispersion. He's writing to the ones that's going to be taken by the Chaldeans, about these Chaldeans and a wickedness that they portrayed, a wickedness they could bring upon them. And he says, Lord, what's going to happen here? What do we need to do? Amen. And God, the Lord begins to show them, praise God, because of the things they've done, because of their transgressions. Things is happening. Things is going to happen, praise God, that they're not going to be happy with. Hello? Am I ringing the bell anywhere? There's a lot of people today, these I've been talking about, that's talking about what God's doing. They're just not happy because of what how circumstances in life are playing out. But if you'll notice here that we're talking about the right perspective, realize that He is a just God in what He does. We may not understand it. Amen. We can't explain it. But God is just in all He's dealing. As you look at these, we read and you're hearing five woes that was before the people. Amen. And as I got to thinking about this, I thought to myself, you know what? God is the same today that He was then. See, people were going along about their merry way and they thought they were getting by with things. Amen. Listen, you young people, hey man, don't you think you can get by with anything? Mom and daddy may not see you. Grandma and papa may not see you. But I want to tell you on authority of God's word, God sees you. Amen. Mom and daddy, listen, you may think you can get by with it that the children won't see you, that your parents won't see you, that the preacher won't see you, but I want to tell you in the authority of God's word, praise God, God sees you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That makes you want to carve a hole and pull dirt in after you, don't it? Amen. Because God sees you. God knows what's going on. God knows the sins of His people. Amen. Praise God. God sees it. Praise the Lord. And He begins to lay it out there. And He begins to tell us in these woes. He tells us the things. Now listen to this. He tells us the things that God hates. Amen. You say, preacher, I thought God loved everybody. He does. But there's some things He hates. Number one, He hates pride. He said pride was all up in this. Amen. Have these people become proud? He tells us about verse number 5. Praise God. He begins to tell us how pride begins to build up in her body. Verse number 6. He begins to tell us how pride and greed and selfishness begin to dwell up and build up in these people. In verses 9 and verse 10, how the greed and the selfishness and the pride begins to get into her life. And God says all those things are sin. Amen. Now I know there's nobody here that's got any of that in your life. There's no pride in you. Amen. You're just as humble as can be. There's no greed in you. You just give that way everything you got if you could. Yeah, right. Amen. There's no selfishness in you. Amen. It ain't all about you. It's about everybody else, right? Amen. Well, I'll tell you what we can do. We can practice to be more like our Savior. But God tell you, He's a just God. That He knows how we are. Yet He loves us anyway. Amen. Somebody ought to just jump out and shout your shoes off. Amen. God knows how you are, how I am, praise God. Yet He loves us anyway. Amen. Praise God. He sees the pride and the selfishness and the greed. He sees the drunkenness. Verses number 15, verse number 16. He sees the lust that we have in our flesh. Amen. Listen, you don't hide that from God. You may hide it from mama, and you may hide it from daddy, but you don't hide it from God. God knows. Amen. He may see the lifestyle. He said He sees the murderous attitude of their heart. Amen. Verse number 8, verse number 17, He sees the murder, the blood that's shed. You say, well, preacher, I've never killed anybody. Amen. Hey, listen, I believe we stab people to death a lot of times with just what we do and what we say. Amen. And God knows all about that, yet he loves us anyway. Amen? He says that, he said they're caught up in idolatry. The last woe here in verse 18 and 19. He said they're caught up in adultery. They worship in man-made idols. He said, well, preacher, see, we'd never do that. I mean, yeah, I tell you what, God cut you off in a hurry when he give you this, when he sent this coronavirus in here. Amen. The ball games and the races and all the things that we used to entertain ourselves with. That was our idols. That was our images. That was our gods. But God says, you know what? He said, I'm a just God. He said, I'm a just God. I'm a forgiving God because I'm a God who knows all your sins. Amen. I'm telling you who God is tonight. Amen. You say, well, what's God doing? He's taking care of you and me. Amen. I'm talking about getting the right perspective who God is. We got a world today, and these people I'm telling you about that's been talking this week, these three or four people, amen, they're talking about why God's doing what he's doing, praise God. He's doing it because he's God. And if we could get the perspective that God is God, he'll always be God. He knows what sin is, praise God, and he tries to help us, steer us away from that ungodliness. Amen. So that he can get glory, praise the Lord. He can get glory. You say, preacher, how would he get glory out of me? He'd get glory out of your life. That's what God wants to do. He wants to use you. He wants to be with you. He wants to get glory out of your life. So we see the first thing in this Habakkuk's talking about. He said we see God as a just God. Amen. A loving God. Through these woes we see God and that he knows all about us. Every one of us. There's not a one of us here tonight that God don't know all about you. Your secret thoughts. You say, wait a minute, preacher, I ain't said nothing about those. Yeah, but God knows. He knows the thought and the intent of your heart, praise God, to dividing asunder your soul and your spirit. He knows the very design between your life, the breath that you leave, praise God, and the soul that you have that connects you with God. He said he knows all about that. He knows the direction that you want to go. Amen. He knows, listen, church, he knows why you're here tonight. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I come here, praise God, to hear the word of God, to back the church, to back the preacher. Praise God. God bless you. That's what God's looking for. Amen. He's looking for people that come to worship him, spirit of truth, praise God, to get in, get help from the Lord, praise God, so we can all go with him. Amen. I don't want to go in another direction. Hey, listen, I've come too far to turn back now. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, I've done went too far to go in another direction now, praise God. I'm too rooted and grounded in this. I know what I've done seen a vision. I've done heard a promise of another side, another world, praise God, a better day, amen. And I'm looking for the glorious appearing of my Savior, praise God. Told somebody the other day, they was talking to me, and they talking about all this death and dying and all this stuff like this. I said, listen, buddy, I said, I'm not looking for an undertaker. He's looked at me real funny. I said, I'm looking for an upward taker. Hey, amen. I said, glory to God. I'm looking to go home. And my Lord Jesus will come pluck me out of here one day, praise God, to take me to be with him, and I'll be with him forever. Amen. Praise God. But they saw that God was a just God. He's showing us here, praise God, and in a right perspective, we see that God is just in all he's dealing. So even though we've got conflict, we've got hardships, we've got trials and afflictions in this world, praise God, God's a just God in everything that happens. I mean, we don't deserve to breathe another day. We don't deserve the air that we breathe. We don't deserve to have opportunity and joy of this good rain that the Lord's given us. Amen. And we don't deserve it, but praise God, he gives it to us anyway. Because he's a just God. He knows about us, knows we're sinners, know that we have room for improvement, and he loves us. Bless his holy name. So we see that God is a just God. Not only is he a just God, but God is a faithful God. Amen? He's faithful in all his doings. Amen. He's never come up late. He's never come up short. He's always been on time, and he's always been sufficient. The Bible tells, Habakkuk tells us about it in verse number 4. He says, behold, this his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Amen. So what he's saying here, we can apply it to what we've just said. He says, listen, somebody that's full of pride and somebody that's full of greed and selfishness and murder and deceit and drunkenness and lust. He said a man's soul's like that. He said he's not right. Amen. Hello? Now, in the world we live in, they won't tell you, well, preacher, you know, they've just got some bad habits. They've got some addictions. Now, I'll tell you what they've got. They've got a bucket load of sin. Amen? We ought to just call it what it is. Amen? Quit patting and pacifying sin and just say sin is sin because God says it's sin. God is just in calling it sin, so we will too. Amen? Praise God. You know, if we'd do that, we'd see our young and saved. We'd see our young people, praise God, get off the drugs and the alcohol and the pornography and all this other filth of the world, praise God, and get to looking and longing for a just God. Amen. Just in all His doings, all His dealings with you and I. But he goes on there and he says, but the just shall live by his faith. So we see here what he's telling us, what Habakkuk tells us. He said that we can trust him. Trust him who? Trust God. Amen. In every aspect of our life, we can trust God. You say, well, preacher, how can we trust somebody we don't really know? Amen. Praise God. I hope you do know him. Amen. You got to know him in the free pardon of sin. Because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit has moved on your heart, saved you by his marvelous grace, put you into the family of God. Amen. Made you some exceeding great and precious promises that you can cling to, hold to, trust in. So we must trust in him. Why? Because of the faithfulness that he has for us. Amen. Because we can trust him. You know why we can trust God? Because his character is consistent. Amen. Now, a lot of people you can't trust. The reason we can't trust them is because their character is inconsistent. But I want to say on the authority of God's word, God's character is consistent in every aspect. In every word, every book, every chapter of this blessed old book, God's character is the same. He doesn't change. The Bible says he changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So therefore, you and I can trust him to be our God. Now, if he was some fickle something that you couldn't trust, amen, we might have a way to or a means to change our attitude, have a different perspective. But the right perspective is to just trust God because his character is always correct. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? Hey, I know a lot of characters, don't you? Amen. Got all kind of characteristics. But praise God, I'm glad I know a God that the character of God is always the same. Praise God, it's something that we can trust in. And because of his character, because it's always the same, praise God, we know that he has a word that never fails. Hello? Did you hear what I said? I said he has a word that never fails. Did you know that there's never been a prophecy in this book that's, praise God, that the promise of prophecy that will not be fulfilled by God Almighty? We've seen hundreds and thousands of promises that's been given. That's been prophesied and given and come to a completion through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Because God always keeps his promises. Amen. And he always will. Amen. If we have the right perspective, we have to realize, praise God, that God is in control of this thing. God's character is the same. God's word never fails. So what we need to do, church, is we need to start believing God. He said, preacher, I thought we already did. Well, I think we should. Amen. But what we have to start doing, you say, well, preacher, how do we know if we believe God or not? Well, if we'll believe God, praise God. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. We start, what you say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, we stop believing what people are telling us, and we start believing and trusting what God says. Amen. That makes the difference. That's where the rubber meets the road. There's so many opinions out here in the world. Amen. We've all got three or four, right? Amen. But God has a word that's true, praise God. It's faithful and it never fails. It'll accomplish what God wants it to accomplish in your and in my life, praise God. And it's through faith, he says, that we have this. Just he said, the just shall live by faith, by his faith, by your faith. By faith in God. Paul says this three different times in the New Testament. Paul says, uses this text, and he said, the just shall live by faith. Amen. So what does that mean? The right perspective said that me and you just have to trust God. No matter what, no matter what happens, you should say, I'm just going to trust God. Well, it's getting difficult. Well, I'm just going to trust God. There may not be no food on your table, but I'm just going to trust God. There may be sickness comes your way, but I'm just going to trust God. Amen. My family may have some issues. My family may have problems. Well, I'm just going to trust God. You see what difference it makes when we have the right perspective? We realize that God knows all about sin. Praise God. But if God knows all about our sins, praise God, He knows about everything else about us too. Hey, I'm glad He does. Amen. I know I'm not perfect by no means. And I'm glad God knows that too, praise God, so He can help me in my infirmities, my weaknesses, my lack of strength, praise God. He can be my strength for me. Amen. Because when I am weak, praise God, Brother Charles, that's when He's strong. Amen. Glory to God. He manifests Himself in me and gives me the help that I need. Praise His holy name. The Word will never fail. In verse 14, the Word will not fail because God is filling up the world. Amen. Did you realize that? God wants to fill the world full. You say, well, preacher, there's people all over the place. China's full of people. They got them on top of each other. Yeah, they said you could march the Chinese into the ocean. You could start marching them one after another and march them into the ocean and they would never end. Amen. They just keep marching and marching and marching. And as more is being born and growing up, they would take their places. That's a lot of people, ain't it? But God knows our hearts, praise God. He knows where we're at. But He said, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Now you say, preacher, that's hard to understand. It's hard to make sense of. Amen. It doesn't seem that way now. It really doesn't. I've never seen a day in an hour when people seem to be so ignorant about the things of God. Amen. A whole lot of people have went to church all their life. They've sat on a pew. They've taken up a space, but they know hardly anything about God. They don't know how much He loves us, how much He cares for us, how much He cares for them. I don't know what promises He has for them, how He wants to take care of them, direction He have them to go. Amen. They're just kind of sitting there like little lost sheep. That old proverbial sheep looking at a new gate, trying to figure out what's going on. Amen. They don't understand it. But one day His glory, the Bible teaches, one day His glory will be revealed all over the earth. You say, preacher, when's that going to happen? What was talking about last weekend? When God of glory comes. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes out and steps out on the cloud. When he rises up and He says, I'm going back. Praise God, the glory of God is going to be manifest in the whole world, and they'll see. God's trying His best to manifest Himself to the world today. The Bible said that Jesus came to His own received Him not. But I want to say, He's widened that gap. He come to the whole world. Amen. He come to seek and save whosoever will. To accept and believe on Him. Amen. Everyone can get in, praise God, by accepting Lord Jesus Christ, what He did on Calvary. Amen. And said, one of these days, praise God, He's going to manifest His glory that the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The knowledge. You know, there's knowledge everywhere. Knowledge is expanding. He said knowledge would ever be growing in these last days. People be running to and fro. That's what Daniel said. And it's happened. It's all around us. Brother Kevin was telling me a while ago about a little jump box, Brother Lynn, that you can get that'll jump off 6 or 7 cars before you have to charge it. It's only about that big, about that thick. Knowledge, praise God. And people are starving, they're hungry, they're running to get knowledge, they're seeking all the knowledge they can get. These little children, Mia can take a notebook, amen, one of them computer things, and just zip through it, and I'm trying to find something for her. She say, here, let me show you, Papa. She's 6. Amen. But what knowledge we have, the Bible says that one day the world is going to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. One of these days, people's going to wake up. One of these days, our family, our children, our loved ones are going to wake up and say, there is a God and He's real. He's alive, praise God. He lives in my heart. He stirs in my soul. He gives me help day by day. He strengthens me, praise God, in the very root and fiber of my being. Amen. See, where you get your strength from, preacher, I get it from the Lord. Every day, praise God, I realize that everything I do, everything I say, every breath I breathe comes from Him. Bless His holy name, because He is God. And so one day, in a little while, praise the Lord, He said the earth is going to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. You say, preacher, how's that going to happen? Amen. When the Lord comes back, But between now and then, praise God, it's our job to spread the glory. It's our job to show the love of God. It's our job to be an instrument that the Lord can use, praise God, to win souls for Christ. The Proverbs, he said, he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. Because they become knowledgeable of the glory of God. Amen. Then they get to praise the Lord with us. Isn't it a wonderful thing, praise God, when you get with the family of God and we begin to praise the Lord together? Hey, it ain't no better, praise God. But isn't it even more wondrous when you get with your family? Amen. And you and your children, your parents, your immediate family gets together and you get to rejoicing in the Lord. And the glory comes down, praise God, and it fills your soul. Amen. He said, but one day, but between now and then, we just need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and let our hearts be filled with the knowledge of the glory. That one day in a little while, praise God. He said, as the waters cover the sea. Amen. That's an abundance. Amen. And I'd say after the last couple of days of rain we've had, they're probably getting bigger and better. Amen. They are. But in the meanwhile, praise God, the Bible teaches here that God is still on his throne. See, the devil would like us to stop and back up and say, oh me, look what's going on. What do we do now? Hello? But God Almighty is not, he's not relinquished one bit of his power. The Bible says that he has all power. I told you, I believe last Sunday week, that he has all power in heaven and earth. God doesn't relinquish none of his power. In order to get the power, we got to go where the power is. Amen. We was talking about generators earlier. Amen. And the power goes off, the lights go out, praise God, it gets dark quick. If you want the power, praise God, you got to go to the power source. Amen. What God is telling Habakkuk here in his answer to Habakkuk, he said, listen, he said, if you get the right perspective, praise God, he said, you'll realize where the power source is. Amen. I can go out to my little building, unlock the door, roll my generator out, and I've got an adapter. I can plug that thing in outside, hook up my ground wire. It's curled up there on the wall. I can go cut my main breaker off because there ain't nothing coming through it if the power's off. It's dead. It ain't no good to me. But when I get my power source and I get it plugged in, praise God, and I turn it on and the power starts flowing through it, praise God, then the lights come on. Amen. Things start happening, praise God, that wasn't happening before. And God Almighty, he says, listen, Habakkuk, he said, I'm still on the throne, praise God. He said, but the Lord is in his holy temple. He said, God's still on the throne. God's still doing business. God's not dead, but he's alive and well. Amen. And he's our God, my God and your God. He's that ever-present help, praise God. And what are you saying? I'm saying he has everything under control. When people's are panicking, people's going this way and that way. And I just want to say something right here. Just Lord brought it to my mind. We got these elected officials that's going to places like this and they're writing down your tag number and stuff like that. Amen. We need to be looking to vote them boogers out. Amen. Come this fall, if they're up for election, we need to get rid of them. If they want to restrict God and God's people, then we need to stand up and say, buddy, you're gone. Ma'am, you're gone. Pray God, we're going to go with somebody that'll respect God, that'll love God, that'll love God's people, and that'll love God's house. Amen. Praise God. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to tell me and you that we don't have enough sense to do what's right. Amen. Well, I got news for them, praise God. I serve a God that knows exactly where we're at. God will give us unction. God will give us wisdom and knowledge and desire. Praise God. We can do those things as pleasing to him and still be right. Amen. Praise God. But God said that he's still in control. That's why we have the liberty we have. He is control of everything, praise God. There's nothing that's taken him by change. Nothing's taken him by surprise. He knows all about what's taking place in this world today. He's fixing this thing up for the last days, a chain of events in this world. Praise God, one day in a little while, he's going to just get tired of the foolishness, and he's going to take us out of here to be with him, and so shall we ever be at the Lord. Amen. I'm looking forward to that day, ain't you? Praise His holy name. So why do we got to have the right perspective on life. We got to have the right perspective on God, the God of our life. Amen. The Lord supreme in all we do. You say, what are you saying? Let me just make a suggestion here. Amen. Instead of looking around all over the world to see if we can figure it out. Amen. I believe that's what peoples are doing today. They're looking here, there, and yonder. They're trying to figure it out. Trying to figure it out for themselves. Trying to make sense of it all. I want to say there's a whole lot of stuff that happens in this world ain't ever going to make sense to you, and it'll never make sense to me. But that don't mean that God ain't sitting on His throne in perfect control, knows exactly what's going on. Amen. Knows exactly what's going on, what's taking place in your life and mine, what needs to be done, praise God. So instead of looking around, instead of asking God a whole bunch of questions, I got to think about this. Oh, Habakkuk, he was a questioning God a whole lot. He was asking God, why is this and why is that? And why is it? He said, you know, these old wicked Chaldeans, they're as bad as they get. They're just wicked and violent. They're swift to destruction. They're swift to violence. Why are you letting such a thing as this happen? God says, listen, hold on a minute. I know exactly what I'm doing. I've got it all under control. Praise God, listen, I've got them Chaldeans on a short leash. Hell, glory. I want to say whatever's ailing you, whatever's troubling you, whatever trying to call you problems. I want to say God Almighty has got it on a short leash, and we'll call upon Him and we'll look to Him, the author and finisher of faith. Praise God Almighty. He said He'd take us and touch us. He'd help us and heal us, and He'll bring us through. Amen. Glory to God. What a promise. Whoopee. Praise God. What a Savior we have. Amen. Instead of looking around, instead of asking a whole lot of questions, you say, preacher, what do we need to do? Let me give you the answer. Just find the right perspective. Find the right perspective. Instead of looking around, praise God, start looking up. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about looking up that you might see. I'm talking about looking up you might see right into the portals of glory. I'm talking about looking like old Paul did. Praise God, they get up over the railing. Praise God so he could get a little peek over into glory. Amen. Glory, can you imagine? Just coming up there, coming up to the railing. Praise God, looking over into the other side. Praise God, and seeing what God's got to show you. Amen. What's got for you one day in a little while? Amen. I'm talking about looking that we might see, praise God. You say, how do you do it? With the right perspective. Realizing that God is God. He'll always be God. Look at God is God. He's on the throne, praise God. Amen. Amen. Instead of asking a whole lot of questions, the Bible said, just be quiet. Amen. He said, just be still and hear. Amen. Be still and know. Be still and see that He is God. Amen. He's still in control. Absolute control. Amen. He said, but the Lord is in His holy temple. He said, let all the earth keep silence before Him. You know what he's saying, Habakkuk? He said, hey, say, Habakkuk, he said, just quit asking you questions. He said, just look unto me. Just trust me. Amen. Praise God, I'll give you answers without questions if you'll just trust me. You say, preacher, how can you do that, praise God? By having your right perspective. Amen. You say, what is he saying? He's saying, Habakkuk, he's telling Habakkuk the same thing he'll tell us. He said, what you need to do, Brother Jeff? He said, just lay hold on assurance. Amen. Lay hold on assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, and the great God of glory. Amen. Jehovah. Amen. The God of heaven. Amen. The God of earth and the God of everything that we see. Amen. When we have the right perspective, when we have the right outlook, praise God, we begin to get smaller and God begins to get bigger. Amen. Habakkuk, the Lord told Habakkuk over here in verse 4, and I'm done. He said, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen. So what is that faith that we live by? We live by a faith which is a humble, steadfast reliance on God. Amen. A humble, steadfast. It's not a wishy-washy. It's not a maybe could be. But it's a humble, steadfast reliance on God. Church, listen to me, and I'm done. in these last days which we live, the most important thing, do you listen to me? This is the last thing I'm telling you. The most important thing that we can have right now is a humble, steadfast reliance on God. Everything else will fail you. Everything else will come short. Everything else will leave you wanting, just like it did the nation of Israel. But God told Habakkuk, he said, listen, said, I know how sinful you are, but I'm a just God. Amen. And he said, I know where you're at, but he said, I'm a faithful God. And said, I will take care of you if you'll put your faith and trust in me. Amen. Habakkuk asked the question, he said, and what shall I answer when I am reproved? The same thing you and I can answer tonight. With the right perspective, we can say, Lord, Thou art my God, and I've got all my faith and trust in You. I'm relying on You, Lord. Amen. Not of myself, but in You.